I'm super witchy. Like, I really I love enjoy that. And
dude, because I get made fun of all the time because, okay, I did some moon
crystals, girl.
Yeah, I do crystal. I like crystals.
You got crystals, you got cats, you got a cauldron. You're set. Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, we have a cauldron?
I saw your kitchen video.
We're supposed to tell about that.
That's just a bowl.
Hey, welcome to Shit They Don't Tell You. We're a CastBox original produced in partnership with Studio 71.
CastBox happens to be the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android. That's where you can find all your favorite podcasts.
You can listen to Shit They Don't Tell You wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you give CastBox a shot because we think it's the best.
It is the best. It's better than sex.
Let's not.
It's better than sex.
Why didn't anyone tell me?
Hello, welcome to Shit They Don't Tell You Podcast. My name is Steve Green.
Oh, and I'm Nikki Limo. Hi, welcome.
And today we are joined by our guest. She is a very special guest. She's actually one of Nikki's longtime personal friends as well.
Yes. You're actually one of the first people I became friends with when I moved to LA. So that's like...
Jacqueline Smythe.
Yes.
She is a traveling yoga instructor. She's the founder of Traveling Mats, an inspirational lifestyle blog and community.
Why do you have to talk like that in that cadence?
About?
It's
this
so
is my,
weird.
This is my announcer
it's
voice.
It's like so robotic. It seems like you don't care.
No, people love it.
Like
and you know
don't
who really
care.
Loves it? Is the advertisers. They absolutely
can I do it?
Go crazy for
this
it. You can give it a stab.
Jacqueline Smythe, one of my dearest friends. She is the founder of Traveling Mats, which is an inspirational lifestyle blog and community. And she's a yoga journal ambassador, as well as a badass mama. You're a badass right. mama.
Well, I love it here.
Yeah. It wasn't as
Can
fun
I
as mine.
Can I stay a little longer? I do right? like the pauses in yours because I get
Thank
to
you.
Bask in the glory.
Well,
hers
sounds like every other podcast. Like, hello,
it's
everyone.
It's just a little
Welcome.
Jarring the way you do it. I
hello,
feel
everyone.
Jolted.
Welcome to our show. We're going to be talking recipes.
You're still doing the same cadence, just at a lower voice.
No, but they all sound the same. So we're trying to differentiate.
You're just trying
ourselves.
To be wacky, just for the
no,
sake of being different.
What's wacky?
Wow, you're my teenage son. Anyway, today we thought we would talk.
No, you know
about...
what it is. I think it's that I was in a family of so many kids that
you had to be different to stand out.
I had to be different to stand out, and so I end up being just not that different at all. But I think it's so unique.
You know, I find that so annoying about you, but I did the same exact thing.
Yeah.
Like we had a big family.
It's like a person who it's like, hey, how do you rate this movie? And they're like, oh, I give it a D. And I'm like, what? I'm like, nobody grades movies like that. Everyone grades it's like stars or like out of 10. Nobody goes like, oh, I give it a C+. Like, who does that?
To be different.
Different. Some asshole does it to be different. Exactly. Yeah. That's my point.
This is a rant I
like
didn't
with
expect.
Tomatoes or whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who does the tomato thing?
Yeah. Tomatometers. Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well, today I thought we would talk about the shit they don't tell you about manifesting. And I was kind of hesitant to pick this topic because some people take it weird. They're like, I've kind of heard about that, but yeah. It's like this airy fairy pseudoscience type thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, like living in California, it's pretty welcome and open and people just talk about it all the time. Yeah. But I forget sometimes that most of the country and world, like they don't. Maybe you've never heard of it. Maybe you've heard of it once or twice in yeah. some parameter, and maybe it wasn't
maybe
the best.
Maybe you heard
parameter.
It and you snickered after or you laughed.
Yeah, yeah.
You 1000% did
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Because now I think it's like a catchphrase that people go like, oh, that's your woo-woo.
Yeah.
And like you
like
should not be taken. Yeah.
Everyone says
totally.
The secret, right?
Yeah. Totally.
Like you, yeah, it takes away credibility almost.
Yeah.
When you're like, I just manifested.
As does life coach. As does that
I
term.
I understand.
Right. You know what I mean?
I understand.
Before the podcast, I was like, should we mention that you did some life coaching? Because to me, I think that's awesome. And like, I personally seek out life coaches. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's just how, I don't know. I guess that's just how everyone around me does it.
Right.
And so it's totally normal here.
Yeah.
But a lot of people haven't heard of that way of doing things. And
yeah.
I think that you're just such a good voice for this because you're also one of the realest and down-to-earth people I know. So for you to talk about it, I'm like, okay, I will listen.
Well, when you break it down, when you break like the I don't like to say manifesting because it immediately almost flags like pyramid scheme.
Multi-level marketing.
Or whatever.
Sure. Right.
But really, the thing I love about it, and you guys have both done it in your own lives, is like we unconsciously do it.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you're going to use a term like manifesting, all it means is getting the driver's seat and going, okay, what do I consciously want to create? Like from you sat in your bedroom and dreamed of the things that you're doing now, like that's not an accident.
Mm-hmm.
So then you use the same tools that you did unconsciously, the dreaming, the planning, the envisioning, the telling your friends, the small actions to layer it, and suddenly you have the big picture. There's no difference.
Yeah, right. It's like what people do when they build businesses or they invent something.
Yeah,
it's the same exact
idea. That's what I was going to say is that because when you first hear the theory, you're like, oh, what is that visualization stuff? But there is not one successful person I've met that hasn't used visualization in some form, whether they were consciously doing it or unconsciously doing some or subconsciously doing some other exercise.
When you say visualization, mm-hmm. are you saying
well, we didn't
like,
say that
like,
we said visualization.
Well, if you are saying it like that, that's your opinion, but are you saying like close your eyes and just imagine yourself doing the thing?
I'm not, but you can do that.
Okay.
And I think that's like where life coaching or meditation or something like that that is specialized will open up that part of your brain that kind of lies dormant. I think people in Los Angeles are more active to it, more like in tune with it because they've had to really follow that. However, if you're moving outside of like bigger cities, it's like you're told, you got to get a job. You got to get a 9-to-5. And really, we're in a generation, a society now where we've been told if you get the relationship, if you get the job, if you get the house, if you get the dog, if you get the kids, you'll be happy. This equals happiness. And suddenly, you get it all, and then you're like, I can't swear, can I?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, I can.
Oh, you absolutely can.
That's called the shit they don't tell you.
Yeah. Please swear.
Please.
Fuck yeah. So you're like, fuck, I'm not happy. Like, what is this? This recipe didn't work for me.
Right.
Because we get told to turn off the dreams.
Yeah, but that's because you don't have a liquid crystal display television yet. And so maybe if you get a liquid crystal television, like that's above 60 inches, mm-hmm. then you'll be happy.
Yeah, probably.
And then you buy that, and then you're like, it wasn't that.
Yeah, exactly. But we all have the things that we dream about, you know? Like,
yeah.
Unconsciously, whether it's like God, and I look at it now, which if I'm curious about something and I find myself thinking about like a certain place or a certain person, I'm like, oh, that's on its way. Something with that is on its way.
Oh, that's so interesting. That's an interesting way to think about it.
Yeah. And but what it does is it frees you up. So like the process in that is just, and it took like a long time to do that because I'm not I'm super witchy. Like, okay. I really
I love
enjoy that.
That.
And
dude, because I get made fun of all the time because, okay, I did some moon.
You got crystals, girl.
Yeah, I do crystals. I like crystals.
You got
and
crystals. You got cats. You got a cauldron. You're set.
Yeah.
Wait, we have a cauldron?
I saw your kitchen video.
You're supposed to tell about that.
That's just a bowl.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a bowl.
Steam some water in it, and there you
Steve,
go.
I mentioned to Steve that I was doing a moon ritual one time, and he forever haunts
what
me with
you
about
stupidly
it.
Mentioned it? You asked me to go to the park with you at 10:30 at night.
Because I didn't want
to
go alone.
To find a freaking rock.
Because I didn't want to go alone.
No, to find a rock that you could take a bath with.
Yep.
And I'm supposed to just go, oh, yeah. And then you're like, I stupidly mentioned this to Steve one time, and he mined it for comedy
just been
bits.
Like,
go figure.
I should have lied to you and said, I need a rock for a fucking doorstop or something.
You should have.
The best thing about Nikki, though, as I say that, like when Nikki's telling me this shit, she's laughing as she's saying.
Oh, yeah, I'm very self-aware, but when you retell it, you're like, no.
Yeah, the thing that, like, because it's so self-helpy, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing about this world, and, like, I like working in it because what I look around and see in the self-help world is everything is so self-helpy.
So
we're so highbrow where you're like, well, I don't have $1 million and want to wear white all the time and like only eat greens. Like I feel
you don't have a good Instagram theme, you are not manifesting properly.
No, and like I'm not gonna be a cool kid either.
Yeah.
So like I've had a lot of really a lot of hardships in my own path. And like standing by a craft like this, you go like, okay, well, it's one part super woo woo, right? Mm-hmm. Like you dream about it and you, and then suddenly you get the call to like, God, I just need to walk around the block. And you get up and you walk around the block and you run into the person that gives you the job that, you know, then you meet your soulmate, whatever it is. And in hindsight, like there's always that, the dream that comes first and then some, calling to like do something about it.
Yeah, right? It's not that crazy when you think about like the life experiences that you've had. It's like when I met my wife, it's because of this.
Yep.
And because I went to this, I met this person. Mm-hmm. And because of that, I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when you first bring up like manifesting, you explain the concept of visualizing something and then it comes true for you. Mm-hmm. People are like, oh, so you can just think about something and then it magically happens. But really, it's just, it's like you think about it. Yeah. And then you start taking action steps towards that, not really knowing if you're doing it right or if or how it's going to come to you.
Yeah.
But you're putting action in the best way you know how to towards that thing. And maybe it happens some completely other way.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're constantly putting energy towards it is the thing that makes it happen. Not that you just thought about it one day.
Well, here's the magic thing about it. That's not so magic.
Okay.
Is that, you know, this happens all the time where you're like, I want this car. And then you just see that car. That is all you see. Like, that is literally like all you see
you
on the road.
It.
Yeah, you don't see it. Like, close your eyes. But you literally go for a drive and you're like, wow, it's there, it's there, it's there. You're like, I really want to move. And then suddenly you see for rent signs everywhere. So that there's an actual part of our brains that's designed. It's like a laser beam or like a heat-seeking missile. That if you say something to it, this is what I want to do, its only job is to find it out for you. So that's in the brain. That's like neuroscience.
Huh.
And I've started to dive into like these same processes and how they apply in our minds. So yeah, there's a little bit. I'd say it's 20% the things that are one like that happen by chance, and like if you believe in anything greater, are due to that coming together. But there's 80% that you can be in control over, and you can go, okay, what do I want? What does this look like? If I could do anything in 1 year, where would I be? And,
right.
And you'd be surprised. Like, this is, I don't coach one-on-one anymore. I have like a few clients, but I'm not interested because the I don't knows are like so boring to me. It's just like,
you mean from the person that you're coaching?
Yeah,
like from them being like, I don't know what I want to do, like that kind of thing.
I'm like, what?
Right.
Like,
right.
I mean, and I get it because again, we are like, we're in a society that's like, no, you got to do this, you got to do this, mm-hmm. you got to do this, and so that voice of the like, here's my dream. We all had them when we were kids, mm-hmm. and unless you started to follow it, then mostly it's probably a very quiet voice now. And there's two parts of our brain, one that's responsible for doubt and fear, probability. What are the chances of I can do this? And then there's like the feely part, the feely part that goes, I have hope, and I feel like this is meant for me. And then, I mean, before you even go into the realm of manifesting, it's like, which one are you strengthening? Because you're strengthening one or the other by every chance you, every step you take, you know, in your life.
Yeah.
You don't want this job, but you got to do it for the money. And then you take it. Which voice are you strengthening?
You know, that
the
makes
one that
so
my
much
dad
sense.
Put in my head.
Right, totally. Right. Is that even your voice? You know
no,
what I mean?
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, and our parents were 1,000. Like they come from, you got to put food on the table. This is how it works. Mm-hmm. And what are we really doing with our lives then?
Right.
Well, hopefully consuming a lot.
Yeah.
And buying a lot
of
food.
Well, and they also
alcohol,
came from a time
therapy.
Where
no, I'm
right.
Yeah.
They also came from a time where their parents taught them that, and in their parents' time, you could find a good job, mm-hmm. that could secure you for life. You could have a pension. You could put your head down and work and be secure.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that anymore.
No.
So, you know, the whole system of, you know, go to school and get a degree, you get security. Mm-hmm. You don't get security always.
Yeah.
So really you're taking just as much risk, mm-hmm. of following that old system that you are of following your dream. It's just that one, the old system, if you choose to do that way, society goes, yeah, you're doing the right thing.
Totally. You don't have to be like so...
you don't get so much... obstacles.
I saw your visual. We're hitting each other. We're hitting fists, you know, yeah. like our own fists, or banging your head against the wall. You don't have to have that judgment mm-hmm. because, again, like there's and everything I've done in my life that has created a successful business and me being able to travel around the world and do retreats to teach this stuff. Started off with people going like, you're crazy. Right. You should not be doing this. Like, this is irresponsible. And like, I'm an only child, unlike you guys. So I didn't have to be different. All I did was like sit in my imagination when I was a kid. And I moved around a lot like when I was younger as well. So I feel like that kind of kept me in this weird bubble that I always beat myself up for, and so did the adults in my life. But now I'm like, oh, that's a total strength. Yeah. I wouldn't be able to go, what do I want to create?
Yeah.
But that's it is that simple when you look at it. We've been taught to build walls and blocks. Mm-hmm. So part of it's just like, you know, listening to that voice that's like, you can do this. Mm-hmm. You can leave that relationship. You can, you know, every great story of your life starts off with like, oh no, I feel like this, I should do this. And then you take the leap, and oftentimes it doesn't make sense to people. And that's cool because guess what? They'll be the big supporters in the end too. It's
right.
Like, whatever.
Yeah. The people who saw it coming the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And I love those people.
I think we're.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I always knew you were going to kick ass totally. At this. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
how come you never said that while I was growing up then?
Yeah.
Ever.
Well, this sounds like you taking it out on personal.
Fine. It's fine.
Okay. It's so personal. Great. We all know what this is like.
Right.
And so, you know, I look at other people that like, I mean, I like to call it like calling it in. You're just calling it in.
Mm-hmm.
You're just saying what you want to have happen. Like, how did you guys start podcasting?
Right. So true.
Did you randomly?
We did a board. Yeah. And we just waited. And we stared at it every day.
That's and, what like, I think. Microphones got yeah, out of your window.
That's what I think a lot of people think when they think of this stuff is like if you put it on a. I remember doing a vision board when I first moved to LA with my girlfriend at the time.
And I did one too.
Yeah, right. Because like that's like the hip
but
thing
you,
to do.
Like Oprah was saying to do one.
Oh yeah, everyone's saying to do it.
I have never done a vision board.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I've never done a vision board.
But you're supposed to be all woo-woo.
No, I think that's too woo-woo.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm sure some people love
it. I didn't find it helpful.
I'm sure some. But what's crazy is I went home. I mean, I guess you know when you're like a teenager and you make like a collage.
Yeah,
of course.
So I went home and I found this big ass poster board, and it was like travel. I don't think there was any yoga, but it's like lifestyle.
You didn't have hot boys all over
dream
it.
Dream big. No, but there was a baby, and so I'm a single mom, and I was like, "What? This has all happened." It was like California, like you know the whole.
And you made this at a younger age.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that's the thing about that stuff is like. I look at like a mental vision board. I just watch my daydreams is all it is, because that's where it starts.
Mm-hmm.
That's where like the seed gets planted. And if you find and it doesn't. This is the other thing. People say I don't know what I want because they think it's they're gonna choose wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're going to waste too much time.
Yeah, but here's the weird thing is like they also in the same like choose I don't know because they don't think they can have it. So it goes this weird pendulum. I don't think I can have it or I can make everything happen. And it's going to be wrong.
I also think that people think that they're going to have a eureka moment, like in a movie, where like it all just adds up and like, oh, that's the move.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's never like that.
No.
Like it's always just like, maybe I'll try this.
You know when it comes? In hindsight.
Yeah, always.
When you totally. Go. So that's what I just always say, trust the hindsight is coming. You feel called for this. And that's what you're like, oh, I knew I don't know why I went to that party. Like, I don't know why I feel like that. And then you're like, oh, I met this person.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. Yeah. Of course, I knew it the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's just like the hindsight is coming if you follow that that voice. Yeah.
Yeah.
But what if I'm somebody, what if I don't know what I want to do? And but I feel very like I haven't done what I wanted to do with my life.
Mm-hmm. And I feel too old to do it. Yeah. I hear that one a lot from people saying like, I'm too old to follow my dream.
Well, I would ask a few things. I would ask what they want to do. If no one told them no. And like, and this is because it's very attached to like their identity. I always say like, okay, if you could just sit down and write out like what you want to do in 1 year, if you just write the best possible scenario in 1 year, what would that look like? Like literally the, and I'm great because I'm great. No, it just sounded really silly. No,
I'm great, period.
I literally am like, tell me your craziest fucking dreams. And like, I'm that safe space because I have insane dreams and I follow them and they happen. So I believe that no matter how crazy it is, like it is only your belief that
like
is
your
stopping
own Taco
it.
Bell franchise.
Yeah.
Like that kind of like, holy shit, mm-hmm. That would be so sick.
And then another way to think of it too is like those years are going to pass by no matter what. Like, 20 years is going to pass by no matter what. Would you rather look back in 20 years and be like, oh, I gave it a shot at least, or, you know.
You have one life. You got one.
YOLO.
You truly, do you want to spend it? Like, it's just how do you want to spend it? And if safety and security is like the biggest thing to you, then maybe a big leap of faith. But I grew up, and like I worked in commercials before I found my way to like yoga and, you know, and the wellness community. And I totally had a mind.
Why is yoga always so tied into the wellness community?
Because it helps you like center.
Yeah. I looked at Nikki and totally forgot like my.
It's because I'm just so pretty.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
Like, so
it's because that's how
pretty.
We met. My mind just went off into some
yoga's
other.
Like a gateway
commercial
drug,
stuff.
Isn't it?
You probably had the same picture that I did of us going to the same audition room and like, oh hey, because we used to get sent out on the same auditions.
Yeah.
For commercial. Yeah, that was a journey.
That was a journey indeed. But like, that's the thing is like, I had that background, and I woke up one day and was like, I'm not happy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I was listening to somebody talk, and it was somebody that was like a famous actor. And I sat there and watched him, and he was talking with such passion. And I just sat there and I was like, uh-oh. I don't have that for what I'm doing.
Mm.
And more than anything, I want to find that passion.
For something
else. Right.
Yeah.
I don't even care what it is. I don't care who thinks like I'm stupid for leaving this. That's all it took was just going, I want to find that passion.
Mm.
And I mean, that's not all it took. But like that was the first question that I really was, I could hear. And then around the same time, I got really bad shin splints, had to stop working out, and was like, maybe yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And like yoga, and this is another like strengthening that feeler voice, like it was the one place I went that I felt good. And like I knew no matter what was going on, I was going to walk out of class and I was going to feel good. And so I started going to class every day, sometimes two times a day if I had nothing to do. And during one of the classes, I was in child's pose. I don't even remember who this teacher was or anything. It was nothing like, oh, no great moment in yoga. But I was laying there. And I was like.
You weren't at the Yoga All-Stars.
No, I wasn't. I didn't have my white robes on. Yeah. Just kidding. I did not wear
white robes. I gotcha.
Let me just be clear.
It did not fit a good Instagram theme.
But I heard this voice go, you could be a teacher. You could be a yoga teacher. And I was just like, what? And that sounds crazy, right? But we have those moments sometimes.
You actually had a eureka moment.
I guess I did.
Wow. That's
pretty
cool.
But she didn't realize it was a eureka moment until hindsight.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Because, you know, people think that they're going to have the eureka moment and know that they're having it.
Well, here, I'll continue this.
Let her tell her story.
Well, okay,
it goes a little bit further because I had my that moment and then I started looking around like very like, okay, well, I'll look at teacher trainings. And they were all like 3-6 months weekend courses, which I personally was not. Didn't draw me in. Wasn't like, yeah, let me go to this weekend course every week. Like, I was like, nah. And so I was like, I was fully looking, nothing was speaking to me. I was still like auditioning like crazy, and I had my life, I had my house, I had my dogs, I had my jobs, I had, you know, all that, I had a relationship. One morning it was raining and I lived in Beechwood Canyon, if you're familiar.
Of course, beautiful.
It was raining outside and I was sitting in my room with my computer, and I opened it up and I got, I'm like a full-on Los Angeles person where you always want to travel, but you're too scared to leave because you think you'll miss something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I would get these Groupon getaways and I would never go on any of them. But for the first time ever, I opened it up and I saw that they were having like a getaway to like Bali. Do you guys know Bali now?
Of course we know Bali.
Yeah. So Bali, I opened it up. And this is like 8-9 years ago now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. I know. Time flies, right?
Ugh.
I know. So I open it up and I start something in that. I was not an Eat, Pray, Love person, by the way. Like, people in the yoga world go, yeah, obviously. But, like, I was working in the commercial world. I had no interest in going to Asia. Like, no interest whatsoever. I thought, like, oh, I'll go to Paris or, like, something like that. But that morning, something spoke to me about Bali. And so for the next 2.5 hours, I sat there researching where to go, what to do, where to stay, plane tickets, hotel prices. And I called my then boyfriend after this, like, approximately 2 hours. And I said, hey, I know my – this was in April, mid-April. And I said, I know my birthday's in –
September.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Old I got
yeah,
it.
That's my September 8th.
Yeah.
Get her a present. Happy belated. Man. I remember
now,
people's birthdays.
Thank you.
You won't watch about
oh,
them.
No.
Exactly.
I don't know.
No, I'm weird.
Hey,
you know why?
I'm a weirdo.
We're normal.
No, I,
are
yeah,
you?
I'm seriously. No, I'm a Scorpio, but like I have to pretend not to remember things about people because it's
October
so
9th?
Freaky.
Because she sounds like a stalker.
You got it. You nailed it.
All those were right.
Yeah. Just throw out 17
no, like,
dates.
No, I like see your face and it opens up a whole file of everything I know about you. And yeah. Then I'm like, birthday. Oh, September 8th. Like, it's just a weird, I don't know. It's
really?
A weird thing. I can
she's
do it with everyone. Shut up.
No, you are.
But but you don't have to say it like that.
Okay, but it's not a bad thing. She's just on the spectrum. That's a fact about her.
Okay, since we took a test, he's been like bringing that up a lot.
Yeah.
Every time I say something, he's like, well, she's on the spectrum.
Well, it's a tool, you know?
It is a tool.
By the way, I'm like on the fence of the spectrum. But, yeah.
Okay, but you're still up there, man.
You tiptoe around the spectrum.
Yeah.
She's just tapping away.
I'm on the ground. I'm like, hello. I'm like, I'm way down there, man. Yeah.
You just have a leash for it.
Oh,
just like you're tethered together. That's a nice, like, you know, yin
yeah.
yang.
I'm like, hello down there. Do you remember my birthday?
No, I don't. So did you just call your boyfriend? You're like, yo, I'm going to Bali.
I said, yo. my birthday is September 8th, and I really want to go to Bali, and I know it's a little bit of a ways out, but like, and this is classic me, just fucking classic. I was like, I'll pay for everything. You just get your plane ticket. He was like, a comedian could pay his own bills. Like, I'm just like, I'll pay everything. Like,
I remember this era.
Yeah. anyway. He was like, well, I don't know what's going on at that time, and I might be on tour. That's not what he's doing. But yeah, it's pretty much in my mind.
Good delivery. Yeah. He has really good delivery.
He was like, I don't know what's going on with me and my schedule and blah, blah, blah. And then I was like, okay. And it was the kind of thing where I heard it, and then I just, like, got off the phone and slumped back in my, like, bed. And I remember the sound of the rain, and I remember the way it was, like, hitting my roof. And I also remember my eyes starting to dart around the room. And same little voice, which when I say it out loud sounds crazy, but I was like, go to the Yoga Works teacher training page. And I...
Whoa, it said a sentence.
It was like...
That's a detailed
but it was like
thing
that,
for a voice
like,
to say.
Go do this.
Yeah.
So what was cool is I opened up the... I was like, no. I'm crazy.
This shit's like Jeffrey Dahmer, like, go kill that jogger with the blue tank top.
Only mine's like super positive with crystals and like, you know.
Yeah.
And I realize it does sound crazy every time I recall it, even with like me building like an amazing business and all these things come afterwards. But those little voices voices are there to steer you in a direction. Mm-hmm. And so I opened up my computer. I went to the same. I'd gone to this page so many times and looked at all of their stuff. And for the first time, on the left-hand side of the screen, there was a button that said residentials. And I clicked the button. And the first training was in 2 weeks from that day to Bali.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
I know.
I thought you were going to say, and then I saw an ad, you won't believe it, for Tour Bali. And it's like, oh, well, that's because you were just clicking on Bali stuff. And she's like, and to this day, that is what.
Can you imagine that'd be great? You just like my
meltdown?
Yeah,
you just got a related ad? That would have been amazing. And you didn't know about that to this day? That would have been really nice.
That would have been such a bummer for this day.
Yeah, right? Like your wouldn't whole it? Life just.
It's like, oh, well, that's how that works. Yeah. Sorry, honey.
But I think like 8 years ago, isn't that how it fully worked at that time?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that was not the case in any way. Yeah.
Even if it was, I still feel like
I don't care. It's funny.
Whatever little like reminders that keep, because sometimes, you know, like just seeing it over and over again, like, oh my God, like what you were talking about with the car, you know, mm-hmm. you keep seeing it over and over again. And then finally you're just like, I'm supposed to do this.
Yeah. Well, it's. So that day, that was a real eureka moment. That was a real goosebumps in my body, tears in my eyes. What is happening? I don't know what this is, but this is a moment in my life. And then, of course, the other voice comes on and is like, mm-hmm. you can't do this. You don't even have the money to do this. And you have all these things that I just mentioned, the job, the relationship, the dogs, the bills. Like, you can't leave for a few months to a foreign country in 2 weeks. Like, there was no, right. I did not have the money.
And that's the voice most people have. Like, it's a practical, totally. Like, hey, responsible,
yep.
you know, do this. And it's not invalid. Like, it's totally valid.
It's there to protect you. So our human minds are there to protect us. They're there to keep us safe. That's how they were designed. So I use this in yoga class all the time. Like, okay, if I'm teaching a balancing posture, your brain is going to go to the one thing that's going to throw you off, whether that be a movement in your ankle that's shaking or somebody in front of you that's like tripping. Like, that's where your eye goes, because it's going, this could throw you off. And we have to consciously train the mind to go, here's the healthy movement. Look over here. So like, whether that be the movement of the rib cage as you breathe in and out, that's healthy movement. Your mind will just track movement. Or this is what they call a drishti, is like something to look at to anchor you, you know?
Yeah.
Steve is your anchor. He's on the ground. You can be anywhere you want on the pendulum at all times. So you know what I mean?
He's like a balloon weight and I'm the balloon in the wind. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And on that note, we are going to take a break for our sponsors, our beautiful, beautiful sponsors. Just want to give a shout out to our sponsor today, Simple Contacts. Simple Contacts is the most convenient way to renew your contact lens prescription and reorder your brand of contacts from anywhere in minutes.
Instead of heading to the doctor year after year just to renew your prescription for something you wear every day, you can do it on your own time and terms in just a few minutes. This is Vision Care for the 21st century. I think we can all agree. Don't you agree, Nikki?
I agree. If you need to renew your prescription, you just take the 5-minute Simple Contacts vision test online. It'll be reviewed by a licensed doctor. Then you receive a renewed prescription and reorder your contacts.
All you need is your current contacts, an internet connection, and 10 feet of space. Even if you're totally out of contacts, they got an option for you too.
Sometimes I wish I had 10 feet of space, but there's always this freaking dude next to me.
Well, I'm 6'4", so no matter where I am, I'm going to be pretty close to you probably.
Yeah. Well, anyway, if you have an unexpired RX and you need more contact, just upload a photo of it or your doctor's information and order your lenses. They do all the hard work for you and take care of verifying and confirming your prescription.
So you're not sold. I understand. You want to know why Simple Contacts
why
is awesome?
Why is it awesome?
Okay, well, I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because it's convenient. I think we all can agree that there's a million things demanding your time. Probably not exactly 1 million, but there's a lot of things demanding your time. And contact lenses should not be one of them. Simple Contacts lets you renew your prescription and reorder your contacts from anywhere in minutes. Your couch? Yeah, that's a check mark. Your office? Yeah, that's a check mark. You want to do it on a surfboard? Well, I mean, as long as there's Wi-Fi. Maybe you're on a surfboard in your apartment. You could do that. Probably not in the middle of Waikiki Beach.
Maybe you could if you have like T-Mobile or
something. If you got some sick plan. It's also reliable. designed by ophthalmologists. You know who those people are? They're important people, all right? And a licensed doctor reviews every test so you can skip the office visit, but not the care.
It's a five-star experience. Reviews speak for themselves.
Simple Contacts has all the brands and types of lenses you're familiar with, so you never have to shop around to find all those name brand lenses.
Know the best part is that it's only $20. Yeah, compare that with an appointment without insurance is like $200. Prices are unbeatable.
Standard shipping is free. And best of all, we're offering a promotion for our listeners. Nikki, tell them about it.
Well, you can get $20 off your contacts at simplecontacts.com/YOU, or you could just enter YOU at checkout. That's simplecontacts.com/YOU, or enter code YOU at checkout.
I'll probably be doing the second one.
Good for you, man. Brag about it.
Thank you. I will.
Also, just wanted to note that this is not a replacement for your periodic full eye health exam. I just want to say thank you to our sponsors today, Calm. Calm is an app that I use all the time on the regular. It's for anybody that feels like stressed or anxious, or if you have trouble falling asleep. A lot of people have trouble falling asleep. Steve does.
I sure do. And one thing that really helps me is meditation. I like to meditate in order to nod off, and Calm helps me do that.
Well, there's also, they have these sleep stories that are awesome in addition to the meditation, which is where you listen to someone tell you a story, like kind of like an adult's bedtime story, and they get really descriptive. What I really like about it is like it kind of tricks your brain into falling asleep, because your brain is paying attention to all these details and everything that they're describing. Like one of them that I really liked was they were describing the south of France and like all these purple flowers, and I just started imagining purple flowers, and then I started dreaming about purple flowers, and I didn't even know I fell asleep.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was awesome.
For tonight's sleep story, we travel to the south of France. I'm Stephen Fry, and I'll be your guide as we meander lazily through the lavender fields and sleepy villages of Provence.
Well, that's why we're excited to partner with Calm, the number one app for sleep, meditation, and relaxation. It was even named Apple's 2017 App of the Year.
Yeah. If you head to calm.com, calm.com/tellyou, that's calm.com/tellyou, you get 25% off a Calm Premium subscription, which gives you guided meditations on issues like anxiety, stress, focus, and relationships. And then they also do the new meditation each day called the Daily Calm. That one is something that I don't go without.
For a limited time, Shit They Don't Tell You listeners can get 25% off a Calm Premium subscription at calm.com/TELLYOU. It includes unlimited access to all of Calm's amazing content. Get started today at calm.com/tellyou. That's calm.com/TELLYOU.
calm.com/TELLYOU.
And that's what I said, and that's what you should do.
No, you just kept saying calm, calm, calm.
Well, that's so really common everyone now. Hey, if you're having a stressful day, calm, 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 calm.
Please stop saying that. Stop saying it.
That doesn't help?
Well, no.
They'll just have to use the app then. We have a great sponsor today. Today's Shit They Don't Tell You podcast is sponsored by the great people at 9to5. 9to5 is a service that hooks you up with a cubicle job. A cubicle job is a job that you do from 9to5 every single day. And these people in particular, they're excited to show you jobs that, like for example, filing, collating, printing, you know, color print services where you're replacing printer toner. They have it all. They really do have a great wide selection of cubicle jobs.
So I just put a filter in and I say I would like a 9to5.
Yeah, you go to their site. It's 9to5.com, and then you
cyan, magenta, and yellow.
What is it?
Cyan. I don't know how to.
Well, yeah, you can be a printer toner changer. Yeah, you want.
Those are colors of a printer.
So that's true.
Just listening,
because black, cyan, magenta, and yellow. Those are the primary colors of a printer.
What did I say? Was I wrong? I said those.
No, you didn't. You were right.
Yeah, so I would just put those in my filter, right?
Yeah, you put the job in your filter. You don't put the specifics. You don't say like, I'm going to only change out red pens or something.
Sorry, the person describing the app is being very unclear.
Well, I'm just saying that you can So you can go to get a cubicle job if you want. Make sure that you click the type of job that you want. You could say you want an office job or you want a cubicle job. The office job part is grayed out.
Both the same thing?
Well, no, the office part's grayed out because you don't get an office. You're in a cubicle. And then you can also select if you want a window or if you want windowless. The window part is also grayed out because you cannot have a window. You're in a cubicle. So, yeah. And if you could also click on you can choose your own lighting. It's like, oh, I want to be, you know, you can have halogen lighting with like a little sound that constantly makes a sound all day, or that part's grayed out. So you can just only have the halogen lighting. So yeah, make sure to check out 9to5. They're a great sponsor, and we really appreciate them sponsoring the Shit Don't Tell You About podcast. Take it away, Nikki.
Thank you. All right. Well, we're back. Thanks for that sponsor read.
Hey, you know what? Listen, whatever we're saying, I know it's a lot. It just sounds like a lot. Go to 9to5.
Wait, but the read is over. The read's over.
No, I'm just saying. Go right. Check it out.
Cool. I'm glad you're so enthusiastic.
If you want to work on stability while you dream big, go to 9to5.
Go to 9to5. It's great. It's a great service.
There you go. So I used to do this thing because I was just talking to somebody about this like a week ago, and I didn't remember that I did this thing until we started talking about it. And it was essentially visualization and manifesting, but it was at a time where I was so hopeless. Like, it wasn't when I was like, what do I want, you know?
Guess what? Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
Where, like, I can't remember the exact number. There's a scientific study done on this. We are that much more powerful and like calling shit in and manifesting when we are at rock bottom because we need it.
Yeah.
We literally need it. So that's like when you need something, like the ask even in your body and in your energy is 1,000 times different than you're like, I'm happy and I'm taken care of and everything's good. And I'm actually good right now, you know? So it's like, but the real thing is you can ask for that at any time.
That's so true.
Go on. An interesting
Okay, but thing. I need to know what happened after you're on the bed and now you're going to go to Bali maybe.
Yeah.
What happened? Oh. What happened after that? Did she go to Bali?
Okay, we'll go there. We'll go there right now.
No, I want to go there.
Well, tell me. I interrupted.
I was just going to say a thing I was going to say a thing that I did that's similar that I didn't know I was doing.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
If you heard the beginning of my sentence.
No, I did.
All right, cool. Just making sure your ears work. So I was talking to this guy, and I would do this when I was super depressed, and I've battled depression since I was like 9, and I would write letters to my future self, so like girl. 5 years older than me.
Yeah.
And it was like mostly as a last resort that's like, I need to know that this is worth holding on to, you know? And and I would, like when I was 9, I'm like, hey, 16-year-old me, like, is it cool? Like, do we have a car? Do we have a boyfriend? Is it like, is that cool? Because I was so like lonely and just needed to know that she was having fun.
Totally.
Out there. And when we moved, I found one that I had written in my journal when I was, it was actually the same time during like when you were having your Bali thing. It was that same year because a lot of shit was going down during that time. We weren't talking because someone had gotten between us during that time.
Yeah.
But so during that time, I had no one. I felt like I had no one and I just felt super isolated and just totally rock bottom. I'd negative money in my bank account. I didn't have a job. I was going through a loss. It was a lawsuit. It was really just bad. So I was like, hey, 30-year-old Nikki, do we ever like find a husband that like loves us back and like like reciprocates that love
cry.
And like, you know,
because I would like remember that same. Time you
I
know
now you're gonna make me cry. But yeah, welcome it was like because I really just felt like every relationship I just done the same pattern over and over, and I was like, do we find somebody that like has our back and like are we just destined to always be the one that's giving more, like hopefully you found that. Do we have a house? Are you making money? Like, do you have things? I wanted a production company, so I was like, I hope you're like running a production company and you're producing your own content and like you're just creating things. And I found this while we were moving into our new house that we bought like as a married couple, and it was like, whoa, like, yeah. I, at this point when I was writing that, I didn't think any of those things were going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, I was just very set on, like, cool dreams, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, that's, this is probably the only time I'm going to think about this.
Right.
Yeah.
There is that, like, there's so many different things that go into, like, this sort of work. One is, like, the strengthening that belief, but also, like, the indifference, like,
yeah,
to having it happen. Because, like, it's, like, the analogies that I use are mostly, like, very, very, like, everyday things. Like, you know that switch where, like, you're really interested in the opposite sex and then, like, you are just, like, a certain person and then, like, they're not, it's, like, it repels them a little bit, but then you're, like, fuck it, like, and then your attention goes away and guess who comes back?
Right.
It is that sort of thing with, like, having dreams or having what you want.
It's, like, letting go of the outcome of, like, oh, needing to know totally. The outcome.
You just, like, write whatever you would write, whatever you would want to have happen. And my story, I mean, like, one of the things that I love is I sat down and in my lowest times, and I have low times now, I look back at, like, the girl that was hurt or the girl that was lost or whatever, and I write, hey, this is what's gonna happen. Like, don't let yourself be bullied.
Oh, I
don't
love
let
that.
Anyone tell you, like, that your dreams aren't going to come true, because your dreams that you think are yours are so much bigger once you get here. And that's, I'll, like, remind myself of that now if I run into hurdles.
Yeah.
It's like, wow, like, the things that I think I want are actually, like, my dreams took me all around the world. So the that moment on my bed ended with me, like, thinking about it, like, you know, asking when the next one was. And then the next one was in that November. And I thought, okay, you know, it's smart. I'll wait. And then I don't know what it was about that sentence. I just realized, like, you are always waiting.
Mm-hmm.
What are you waiting for? And then that was, I think I healed, like, a karmic thing with me there.
That's,
like,
awesome.
And now it's just like, once I said yes, and people say it all the time, how do you do this? How do you travel with a baby? I told myself yes. And the moment I told myself yes, I just said, you know what? I'm just going to try. And if I'm meant to go on this adventure, I'll be, you know, whatever. If I'm not meant to, at least I know I've tried. 2 weeks later, I was on that flight.
Wow.
And everything worked itself out. And life carried on, and I have a son from that experience. I have my whole career from that experience. I do retreats around the world because I found a part of myself.
I have goosebumps.
Yeah, I found a part of myself when I went to that island. That's the other thing.
Oh, shit, I just got goosebumps. Because it's cold as shit in here. No, but that's really amazing. So you met a guy while you were in Bali, and had a son from that?
I went on that adventure, and I, like, extended my visa as long as I possibly could. And on the last day, I was like, okay, well, I guess I got to go back sometime. And so I was sitting at this, like, cafe right on the beach, and I pulled out my laptop, and they had Wi-Fi, luckily. and so I was like, went on Craigslist and was like, yoga, Los Angeles. And the first thing that popped up was a yoga studio in Santa Monica, which I did not live in Santa Monica. I lived East Side. It's like an
Beachwood.
Hour commute. Beachwood.
Yeah.
That's right. And so it's an hour commute each way.
Oh, God,
so
yeah.
Like, I just wanted a job, you know? And so I was like, this is the first thing that applies. It would make sense if I want to continue my education. They have other programs. And so I got a job there. And like a month or two later, my son's father got a job there, and like, and it's just, it's all very, I can track. But I also, like, I wanted to be an actress. That was like, I was being sent out all the time for commercials, couldn't break through to another area. And there was a moment where I just went, like, I don't know why I'm trying to, like, be in movies. I just want to live my life like it's a movie.
Ooh,
and from that, the adventures that I've had are so insane. And like, all of those, like, oh, this is like, this is a moment in life. I asked for something, you know. But also on that same trip, I was I had talked to my dad towards the end of it, and we caught up for like 3 hours on Skype, and because I just hadn't talked to him for like a month or two, because, you know, third world country living. And I said, my mentor out there was a woman. She was a single mom. She was traveling with a 4-year-old daughter, and I was like in love with both of them. And they were so, like, she was a wonderful teacher, a wonderful leader, and her daughter was so beautiful and like amazing. And I called my dad, and then at the end of the conversation, I was like, I told him about my mentor, and I said, you know, I see another way it can be done. I said, you know, I don't think I'm meant for the traditional path. I see a baby coming, but I don't see a man. Mm. And like, I'm a single mom, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so my dad was like, why would you say this? Why would you say this?
And this was before you knew you were pregnant?
Girl, it wasn't even, I had not even had, I was like, whoa. It was totally a different era in time. It was a year and a half later that I got pregnant.
Wow.
And so then a year and a half later, my dad was like, oh my God, why would you say that? I'm like, I don't know. Forgot about the conversation, right? I wasn't trying to like do anything. Forgot
about the seeking out like some sperm.
No. Can you imagine seeking it? Yeah. I mean, you know, if you got the money and the time and the resources, like, sure. But yeah, like, I was like 29. Like, no.
Yeah.
A year and a half later, I'm like, why is this happening? Why? And my dad's like, girl, you literally said this to the universe. You said this out loud to the universe. And that's when I started experimenting and looking at coaching and looking at the power of manifesting. Because look at all of those things that took me. And I didn't, and if you pick them apart, if one step wasn't there, one step of me like, you know, taking a leap, I would have a completely different life.
That's so true.
And so, you know.
And that kind of brought up another thing in my head. Not that getting pregnant was a bad thing at all.
Yeah.
But like when you're like, why me? You know, why this? Can you, if we are going to accept that you are constantly like visually, you're constantly manifesting and, you know, you can either do it consciously or subconsciously or whatever, and to create good things in your life.
Yeah.
Then we also have to accept that
you're responsible for everything.
Right.
Everything.
And that's pretty hard for some people because.
Yeah.
Because then are you saying that these terrible things that happened, that people manifested them, you know?
Yeah.
And that's always...
Here's the thing, though. Yes, you are saying that. And what that does is if you can really try that on, it gives you the advantage to go, okay, I'm in the driver's seat. And the bigger thing is we all have... This is what I believe. We all have a path in this lifetime. Like, if I believe I was here to teach certain lessons and so I get a certain experience. Very different from anything else. Like if you're supposed to be an advocate for a certain thing, you most likely are calling in that thing beforehand so you know that, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you know that pain so you can speak from it.
Totally.
And so I have had so many experiences where nothing worked out. I didn't know what to do. I was lost. And so I kept calling in experiences where I needed to find myself over and over and over again. And so it's really, I don't want to just be like manifesting like something that's not for me. That's another thing. Like, I don't believe you should manifest a person because guess what? You could manifest that person, sure, but it will probably be like nightmare experience. You know what I mean? Because it's like, I want things that are for me. I want a job that is for me. I want a relationship that is for me. I want, you know, a path that is for me. And the way that my life is rolled out now by listening to those like clues and curiosities that I have is I follow my own path, very different from anybody else's. And I also know that if any hardships are coming, they're here to help me evolve into something I'm supposed to be further. And that's the thing. So I don't get done to anymore.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. Like, like, I don't care if somebody fucks me over. What can I learn from this? What piece am I missing? You know?
And maybe I can get revenge on that person.
Yeah, damn it.
And ruin their life
damn back. Yeah, can you manifest revenge?
I would say you
can. I think people manifest their own shit, you know, right. their own like revenge.
I feel like it's more
karma
like,
is real, you know.
Yeah,
like, I think
that's what I think too. But Steve's a very revenge oriented person.
Extremely.
I think it's like ever since I saw that movie, The Craft, I'm like, oh, you can't wish negative things on people. It'll come back to you times three.
Times
so
three, right?
I don't want to do that.
Yeah, times CG three. Glass is gonna come get you.
My times revenge three. Is being the best of me in my life.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, and then here's the other thing: when you succeed, it shines a light on. Like other people and what they're not doing for themselves. Like, mm-hmm. it's like, you know, it's a constant, like.
Yeah, but then you also have to, like a dog, you have to shove their nose in it and let them know yeah. that that's bad.
This for you.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You did that and that's bad.
Yeah, well, it takes these, like, little threads of daily reminders and feeling back into, like, okay, we built these blocks up, we built these walls up. How do we break them down? In a way that has us feel like fully immersed in our own lives. Because I don't think anybody is going to get, I don't care what anybody else is doing. Like, I don't care if anybody else succeeds because like I know I'm on my own path. I don't care if anybody else around me like has a problem with that. Like, cool, I'm on my own path. It like kind of.
That's what I say to Nikki all the time.
Yeah, you're like, no, cool, dude, I'm on my own path.
Yeah,
I fall in that pitfall all the time. I'm constantly working on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I honestly, she's saying exactly the thing that I've been using to work on it, which is just staying in my own lane.
Yeah,
you know, and just
girl,
in this focusing
same.
On thriving in my own lane because, you know, especially with social media, it makes it so easy to look at everybody else. And even though I know logically, like, oh, we're on different paths and that's good for them and, like, they're also showing their best life and all this stuff. I also see it as a reminder of what I had set out to have initially and still haven't gotten.
Yeah.
So when, you know, one of my friends books a big role, I am so happy for them, but I'm also like, man, why haven't I booked anything yet? You know, it's just a reminder.
Yeah, it's like people want the epiphany before they have the information to have the epiphany.
Yeah.
Like, so... It's like that role that's perfect for you, it just hasn't been like somebody's writing it right now. Like, do you know what I mean? But because you're thinking of it, like I fully believe when I really tried on the perspective of, oh, it's on its way.
Mm-hmm.
Like shit got sped up so much.
Yeah. And well, like I feel like listening to that little voice, mm-hmm. Similar to your experience of where you're like, how come I can't break through? How come, you know, you have all this... We both went to the same acting studio and like we were both in a master class. Mm-hmm. We were both a lot of experience, a lot of training.
Yeah. We were good at what we do.
We were good at it. Why the fuck?
We're so good at it.
I feel like I feel like recently, like when I've really been honing in on that, like staying in your own lane mm-hmm. thing. And like following what makes me feel good, because coming home from auditions does not make me feel good. I feel the worst version of me that I ever am. And it takes me like a couple days to recover. Mm-hmm. And so during like audition season when I'm going out all the time, I love preparing for it.
Yeah.
Hate the after.
Yeah.
The after, I'm just like, oh, why did I do this again? And I think when I really started paying attention to what makes me feel good mm-hmm. and what makes me feel empowered and what makes me feel confident, it's more the creating my own things.
Totally.
You know? And so maybe, you know, the acting role stuff, because I love acting, hate mm-hmm. the auditioning.
Yeah.
Maybe that all comes later, like through a project that I create.
I could not agree with you more. And I really look at like that time period for me because it, for all intents and purposes, hey, guess what? I'm doing nothing with it. However, that's not exactly true because I have a business. I have like things where I need to be. I mean, every class that I teach, I'm standing in front of people and I'm talking and I'm like, I'm playing a role. I'm like, and even on social media and the photos and the marketing that we had to learn, like you have to learn how to sell yourself.
Yeah.
And like, do you know what I just created? Because it literally,
your
membership.
Your website membership. That's so cool.
So that's like, that was from the space of, I don't want to deal with social media anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I want a private space. Because it's like hard to talk about this stuff on social.
It is,
You can sound like such an idiot.
Everyone does.
Oh my God, everyone.
It's insane.
And then you'd scroll down.
I haven't found a good one yet.
You scroll down and you're like, hey. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, honestly, I haven't seen yours.
I know. But I'm teasing you.
Most of the people I ironically follow, I'm just like, holy shit. Yeah.
And then, so here's the thing. If you scroll, I'm just like, oh my God, there's voice after voice after voice, and they all think that they know what's best for you. And I'm like, so I created this membership. I run a travel and a yoga blog that I've run for about 7 years. And it was really successful. And at that time, I was like, oh, I created a managerial position for myself. I don't want to do this. So,
because you kind of, you used to write it yourself, and then mm-hmm. you started having other people write.
Yeah. And then I was just chasing people for articles and work. And like, I stepped away from doing it myself, mm-hmm. you know? And so, then something that a few things that happened this year that were pretty gnarly, and it made me go, Instagram and the internet are not necessarily the safest space. Mm-hmm. And I like stopped with all of it for a few months and got like a little bit of clarity and was like, okay, what do I want to create?
Yeah,
like, I don't feel safe here. Other people might not feel safe as well, and like I wanted to do something where like you could log in and like get a daily like little bit of inspiration and a little bit of a prompt, and like every month is focused on a different thing. Because I was like, okay, it also stemmed largely from I don't know anything. There's a million people out there that seem to know everything.
Right. Yeah.
And
I
don't know anything. And I want to find it all out. I want to find the experts and people that like know about different topics. So like each month is curated to focus on a different thing. So if like we're stepping into the theme of connection tomorrow, and one of the prompts is make eye contact with as many people that you run into today as you can. Like, you know what I mean? Because we get
except for at my apartment building. Because it always just makes me feel bad, man. I'm like,
oh, he has this thing.
Dude, I wish I could take back a high.
Yeah.
Because I say hi to people and they don't even fucking say anything back. And I'm like, I want to be like, hey, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't say hi.
Or like letting someone in traffic and then they don't wave.
They don't wave.
That is literally my worst.
Dude, I'm always like, where's my wave? Where's my wave?
Yeah. And then you're just like, waving the middle finger.
Oh, yeah. I wish him the worst after that. I do. I'll chase him down for my wave.
That's his revenge boat.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'm always like, they're having a worse day than me.
I actually sometimes I go, maybe they're in labor and I didn't even know about it. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
I create this crazy
really
backstory
need...
for them.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, those poor people. I mean, he has like his dick got chopped off or something like that.
Dude, I'm like, where's my fucking way? No, because I don't know, man. Because I believe very much in, like you said, the karma stuff. Mm-hmm. To me, I'm like, hey, I let you in. Now I get my wave so that I feel good about myself.
Yeah.
Because I really did that for myself, my own personal satisfaction.
Yeah, you put it out there so
I could just feel like a good person.
Right.
But then when you don't validate my feelings and like make me feel like I'm a good person, then why the fuck did I even do anything good at all?
Yeah. You're like the episode of Friends where they're trying to like just do selfless things and Phoebe's like, oh, I let this bee sting me or whatever. That's how selfless I am. And someone else is like, yeah, that bee is going to die now because you let it sting you. Because that's what happens after, with bees.
That's me for sure.
So what do you do when people are like,
I let bees sting me to get
manifesting's hot. Real, why haven't mm-hmm. you manifested $1 million then?
Why
no haven't
one
you
has,
manifested
no
a million
one has
dollars?
Asked me that. First of all,
we'll do it right now.
Actually, now that we're all, I mean, you know, I might have to look back on this podcast in 5 years and be like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Waving at all the cars now. No. Yeah. I haven't been focused on that stuff. Money-wise, I do play money games every month. And I'm like, okay.
What's a money game?
So you attract more money to you.
I go, what number do I feel like I'm going to make this month? And this is like, it took a lot of undoing. Like, this took like, I mean, I like invested a shit ton of money in coaching. So like, this is not to be done like, you know, just for fun. But I believe that we know everything that's going to happen to us. Like, we get a sneak peek. So if I'm going, how much money do I want to make this month? Again, it's just what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
That your brain is naturally brings you to this place. And the first time I ever did this, I had met, like, you know, I'm an entrepreneur. I take private clients. I, like, run the site. I teach my yoga classes. I could make money at any point in time because I could run into someone who's like, oh, I want to do yoga.
Right.
But if I'm like looking at, okay, this is what I have budgeted. Oh, this is where it's going to run out. Like, that's what is going to be the highlight reel in my mind. However, one day, like, it was like mid-August last year. And I was sitting there and I was like, okay, I made the money I need to make. And I was, but I still was like, there's something in me that was just like, you know what, fuck it. I want to make, and I'll never forget it. I was like walking out of my house and I saw a notebook and I was like, 6K in the next 2 weeks. And I just thought, and then I left it alone. Mm-hmm. And the weirdest shit started happening. Like, two people signed up for a retreat. One day I was subbing a class and I walked out afterwards and some guy that was in the class was at the bike rack getting his bike together. And then I walked up to him, and I never walk up to people. I'm like, yeah, I'm like, don't, I don't want to, you know,
yeah,
that's mostly
the
eye contact thing is like for me, you know, it deepens your own connection to like being in the world. Anyway, I walk up to him and I'm like, hey, do I know you? Have I met you before? And he's like, well, I come here every now and then. And I was like, okay, cool. And like said hello. And he was like, do you do privates? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, well, his wife was pregnant and he gave me the rundown. He's like, will you send me your rates? And I'm like, sure. Leave. Totally forget about this dude. And then he... I can't believe it.
You really wanted that 6K back. Yeah, you really wanted it.
And then he was like, he texted me later. He's like, hey, he's like, you never sent me your rates. What are your rates? And I sent him my rates. And he's like, okay, how many of those do I have to buy to get it down to $100 a session? And I said, like, 25, like. Yeah. $2,500. And he was like, done. He's like, the only caveat is just come so my wife, you know, make sure my wife likes you. Gave me cash that day.
Wow.
That was it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then
that's
like,
$2,500. Now, how'd you make the other?
Well, the retreats.
She's already said the retreats.
And then other money came in too that I can't remember. Because that was the it's one random. That was like, okay, all the science and all the, I'm going to write this down. I'm going to focus on this. But I wasn't even.
But you let go of the outcome.
Totally.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was not like, how do we do this? Da, da, da.
Yeah, you're not like doing a taco stand outside.
Yeah,
and shit.
It's this very, there's some really cool like energy experiments. There's one if you. I wish we could do it.
Yes.
I should have brought this. So like, okay, it's wire hangers.
Okay.
You take wire hangers and you unwind them.
Okay.
And you into right angles and you cut off the extra, but for like, you know, it's like an L shape.
Mm-hmm.
And the shorter side of the L goes in your hand. So you have two of them, one in each hand. And without grabbing the wire hangers, you cut two straws and you slide the wire hangers in the straws.
That's a lot of steps.
I know. But guess what? Guess what? If you close your eyes and think of something that like some totally positive experience, like totally like brings you joy, like whatever the one thing, like, you know what I mean? Like recall, the wands start to open up. And then vice versa, you think of something really gnarly that happens to you and the wands close.
Whoa.
And I played with it so much that even, this is where the witchy part comes in, that I would think, I am love. And I don't have any attachment to be like, I am love. Like, that is not my personality.
Yeah.
As you can hear, I swear a lot.
Yeah.
Like, if I have my period, I'll eat McDonald's. Like, I'm on the Whole30 cleanse today. But, you know,
right.
I mean, for the
you
last,
mean,
like,
you're a complicated
tell me,
person.
You mean to tell me you're a flawed person?
Yeah. I'm a
you're not
person.
A perfect person.
You're not just a caricature of a yoga, crazy yoga lady?
No.
Okay.
This
too
ain't,
bad.
This ain't Goop. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. More power to anyone that uses their voice.
Yeah, get that karma back. Yeah.
Like, I mean, anybody that, you know, uses their voice, like, good
positively,
for them. Anyway,
right.
But, like, I like to eat
nice.
Junk, too. So I played with it so much that I said, I am love. And, like, if you repeat, I am love, and, like, you silently say it to yourself, the wands start to open. And then I thought, I'm trash. And they fucking slam shut. And then here's the cooler part. So if I was holding wire hangers right now and I looked over to my left, they would follow and point to the left. If I looked at Nikki over to the right, they would follow.
Like antennas?
Literally, without touching them at all. There's a barrier between the wire.
Because the straw is there.
The straw is there. If you, wherever you are looking, and if you're just, like, new to something like this, like, don't be surprised if they move around. You gotta, they'll move around anyway, and then you have to, like, let them steady out. But I, once you see that what you're focusing on can move shit, like, I was like, now I always think that. So when someone is around you and you feel really tired after being, like, after talking to them, I'm like, oh, those wire hangers are closing so hard right now. And because they're sucking energy, right?
You know, I saw some study that it was I can't remember what university did this, but they found that some atoms don't exist if you're not looking at them.
See?
Which is pretty interesting.
Isn't that
crazy? I don't know. Yeah, I just thought that was fascinating.
That's like whatever you focus on, like you, where, when they say, like, what is it? Where your focus goes, energy flows. That experiment, you guys have to do this because even in.
We have way too many hangers anyway.
You're not wire hangers, though.
I literally cut them all apart. I'm just like, what is happening? But I'll do that on retreats to teach people that, like, look, how you are affecting something, you know, what you're looking at is going to draw you towards it. It has some relationship with where your attention is going. So do yourself a favor and think bigger. Like, what's the problem?
Yeah. What do you lose by thinking bigger?
Absolutely nothing.
Because they're scared of the disappointment if it doesn't happen.
Well, hey, guess what? If you can't make anything happen now. Like,
YOLO, only get one God. I have a theory to the $1 million manifestation thing. I think
Written yourself a check?
I think I have before. But, okay, so I was introduced to, like, The Secret and stuff when I was, like, 19.
Uh-huh.
And we did all that, the vision boards, the writing yourself $1 million check. But here's the thing is that I don't think it starts to happen for you unless your brain actually can believe it.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
so
totally.
Just writing it and, like, saying, like, yeah, I want $1 million. Mm-hmm. If I don't actually believe that that's going to happen, then it doesn't. I don't think it starts happening.
Yeah, I think, I mean, I think, though, there's, like, something in that that you're not going to sit there and write it out unless there's a piece of you. And I also don't think you should start with $1 million.
Yeah, no, like, you just, like, start with the like
let's
things.
Go, like, I'm unhappy with my job. Like, I want a new job. And then suddenly you meet a person who's like, hey, I'm like, do you know anyone that's going to do this? Like, we all have those stories.
Mm-hmm.
We all have those stories of, oh, I randomly mentioned this to someone and then someone called. Or I wrote this. We all found old journals.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then gone like, oh, this all came true.
Yeah.
Not the way I would have chosen. That's the thing is the how is never up to us.
Mm-hmm.
The how is just not your business because let life surprise you, number one.
Yeah.
Like, I want to live an adventure. Like, that's purely what I want to live. And, like, you could not.
You know, even when I wrote down in my journal, I wrote down, I think I've mentioned this on podcast before, but I said I want to marry someone exactly like Steve Green 3 months before we got together.
You told me that.
Yeah.
You told me that.
And, like, but even with writing that down, I did not think it was going to be him. So that letting go of outcome thing, that was the biggest surprise was that it was actually him.
Yeah.
Because he was in a long relationship at the time. They were, you know, they lived together. They had dogs together. He was, like, crossed off my list as an available person.
Yeah.
I'm not a homewrecker. I would never try to tamper with that.
Totally.
But I was like, I like the way he treats her. I want someone like that.
Yeah.
I think he's funny. He's also, we have good conversation.
See, look at that.
This is my favorite part of the podcast.
Look at that, though. Look at that tiny, like.
That's what I thought.
It was what actually was drawing you there, you know, and you didn't know it at the time.
Mm-hmm.
We spend so much time needing to know, but you don't have the information yet. You saw what you liked.
Yeah.
You didn't attach it to, like, needing it to have it, like, with that person.
And I was like, I'm cool to be single for a long time. Like, I just don't want to settle. And this is the type of person I'm, like, looking for.
Right. Yeah. Same thing with, like, my boyfriend now is, like, we had dates a few years ago and he, like, we had our first, like, official date the next day I left for Bali for a month and a half. This is a different time period than
different Bali. Sorry, guys. Different Bali experience.
Trip. I've spent a lot of my life in Bali now, but that
one
was.
We love Bali. I get it.
Oh.
We've been twice.
It's like if you've never been to Bali, you really need to go. It's like a magical feeling.
And if it's not when you get there, man,
just stay because
you. You got the up. Darkest soul.
Your wires
soul,
are closed.
Bro.
Seriously.
The darkest soul.
The other thing I love about Bali is I call her she. She will show you exactly what the fuck you need to look at. And you might not like it. But like it is, it will break you open in some way. Like, don't run away from it.
Yeah.
But we had our first date the night before. The night that I went to Bali, I had like a midnight flight. And so we went on our first date and like had our first kiss. It was so magical. And I went to Bali for a month and a half, fucking daydreamed of him all over the island.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Like literally all I was like, no, like just dreaming as well as other islands. And then I came back, we had a few dates, he moved away. And then 2 years later, wound up, this is, sounds so horrible. It's signing up for one of my retreats. Just like he lived on the other, he lived on the other side of the island.
2 years later.
Yeah, nothing happened during that retreat, but then we both stayed after, got to know each other again. It, literally everywhere I daydreamed of him, we ended up going, like Gili Islands, like places that I was, and I would be like, I don't know where we should go. And he's like, what about the Gili Islands? And I'm like, I just like, we went on a bike ride one night and I was like, hey, you see that bench over there? Remember when I texted you blah blah blah? And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, that's where I was sitting. Like, it was just very eerie.
Yeah.
But like,
and you
again,
let go of that outcome during those 2 years.
God, he was such a great person and human. Yeah, he moved away. Like, people are like, are you gonna keep in touch? And I'm just like, no. He like, you know, like,
yeah, no long distance relationships.
Yeah, well, I mean,
I'm a hard pass.
Maybe, but like,
I'm glad you're a hard pass.
I'm a pass on that.
He was just a great human, and I was just like, I wish him the best. But he was always someone I thought of, and so like, you know, and I, here's the other thing I always said about Bali: someday someone, the person's gonna follow me to Bali. He's gonna follow me to Bali. And so when I saw his name pop up on the retreat list, I was like, oh fuck.
It's a cheap place to follow you to.
Yeah, well, yeah. The plane ride's not so cheap.
At least he didn't say like, someday San Francisco and we'll live there. You know what I mean? Then
well,
it's like, oh boy,
the retreat
I don't know
costs money. So
that's true.
Oh, that's true.
You know.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not just like your hobo trip to Bali.
My hobo trip to Bali, man.
Rock bottom me. Prices, I'm just like,
yeah,
bro.
He paid her too.
Yeah.
Because it was
tight.
A whole retreat.
That's so tight.
He wasn't just like, you know, staying in hostels.
You profited
okay?
from your relationship.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
We both profited in the long run.
I did too. But,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
I got him to, you know, he bought me like clothes. He bought me dinners. It was cool. It was the first boyfriend ever buy me anything. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure same, girl.
I know. Why did we were so similar that way?
Very much. Batting 1,000 in Los Angeles.
Oh, we were just like, what?
Yeah.
But that's the thing about like how lives unravel.
Yeah,
it's like you got to hit those rock bottoms to go, I want this over here. Otherwise, you're not really going to be shown like, oh shit, like I want something different.
Yeah. So true, because I remember back then it was like, man, why did this happen? You're so heartbroken. You're like, why? I wanted, mm-hmm. I loved him still and all this stuff. God. And then you're like, ooh, so glad I didn't end up with that
later
person.
On, you're just like, dodged a huge bullet, a missile. Yeah.
Anyway.
Speaking of dodging, we're on final thoughts right now. We'd like to close
the
final thought real quick.
At the end. This has been such an awesome conversation.
Yeah.
I just
want
to talk
forever.
Guys. So we do this thing at the end called Final Thoughts where mm-hmm. we just kind of like wrap up our final thought. It's very self-explanatory.
Yeah.
Steve, do you have a final thought?
I do. Don't write a check to yourself because that future currency is not going to be applicable to our society. You need to write down an amount of Bitcoin that you want to achieve and then you will
How do you know Bitcoin's still going to be there? Maybe it's a different type
of Ethereum.
Crypto.
Or Ethereum.
You don't know the future.
Thank you.
Jackie?
My final thoughts are that I really want to do the wire hanger experiment with you guys.
Oh, me too.
We need to go get a wire hanger right now.
We could do something where we hang out or something. Like, do people do that still? Like,
no,
they
no,
like
we
kind of like get together and
show
like
up with wire hangers. I'm like, here,
all right,
guys.
Ready to do this?
Yeah. I like that.
With my cauldron and, you know.
Sounds great.
Borrow the cats and all the things.
I guess my final thought, I didn't really think about it, but it would be, yeah, just that release of outcome. Like, any time I've ever attracted something I really, really wanted where, you know, you look back in the journal like, whoa, that happened, was when I let go of that being a...
Yeah.
Like, I just wanted it, but it was, like, working in the background.
Yeah. My real final thought, by the way,
yeah.
is what you want, in my opinion, is wanting you.
Ooh.
Like, it's coming for
That's
you.
That's true.
And the more you can just go, oh, that's wanting me, and get the fuck out of the way. Like, it's trying to find you. Otherwise, we're not, like, we don't have dreams planted to torture us. You know? You don't want to be a chef. I don't think. You might. But, like, I don't want to be a chef, and I don't beat myself up for not wanting to be a chef. So why don't I just, like, why do I beat myself up for the dreams that I've been blessed to have?
Right.
You know? And, like, follow those.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, where can they find you, Jackie? You just have this, you just started this membership, right?
Yeah.
And that's at travelingmats.com.
Well, my website for retreats and yoga is travelingmats.com. Also, that's my Instagram.
At Traveling Mats.
At Traveling Mats. And the website, the membership website is Sisterhood of the Traveling Mats, because I made that when I was 24, so you know.
Love it.
But also, like, that's where, like, you can go to have, like, a monthly. This month we're focusing on connection. Next month it'll be focusing on releasing resentments. And Ooh. It's just unblocking all the shit. And, like, I do live interviews on it. And I teach yoga and lead meditations and, like, have rituals. Like, I'm teaching the wire hanger thing in a few weeks.
There you go.
So, what do you call that thing? The wire hanger thing?
Yeah, you should name it something.
You gotta give it a brand.
It's not mine, though.
Oh.
Oh.
I learned it. So that's basically my job.
So just keep calling it a wire hanger thing.
My job is to find all this cool shit.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then give it to somebody
in a medium.
You're like a curator
of good stuff.
But your new job is to figure out a kick-ass name for that and then sell it on the Home Shopping Network.
Trademark it.
Cool.
Yeah.
Done.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Well, yes, everyone go check out Jackie. She's amazing.
It's called Wave at Me in the Car.
Yeah, right?
Wave at Me in the Car, damn it. Also, if you have a topic that you would like us to talk about, you can email us podcast@nikki.lebo. I checked that email. So you better, you know, just email me. Don't be scared. And rate us, review us if you like.
Please, it helps so much.
We would
much.
Love that.
Rate us very well. Thank you.
And that's it. Check out 9to5 app.
Don't forget to check it out.
Yeah.
Use the settings. Remember, no windows. Absolutely no windows. And there's one setting for halogen lights. That's it.
Sounds like you've used the app.
Well, I had to check it out to make sure they were going to be suitable for the show.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you
for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Why didn't anyone tell me?